Hey everyone, this is Sydney Shoup from Victory Condition Gaming, and you're listening to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Victory Condition Gaming. Today we're doing a special episode. We're going to kind of go away from the norm of what we've been doing.
The norm.
We are doing a episode called Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies, and my co-host today, you hear her introduce the podcast every week, but yet she has not been on the podcast yet. That is Sydney. Sydney, welcome to the podcast, finally. It's been a month and a half already.
Hi.
You excited?
I guess so.
All right. Well, see, one thing that I wanted to do is have Sydney more involved in the podcast, because I think it'll be fun. It kind of gives her an outlet to kind of give herself a little bit of a voice on things that she's into, and we thought, what better way than to kind of talk about movies, because we signed up for MoviePass recently.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with MoviePass, it's a monthly subscription, or a monthly charge, and they send you a card every month. They send you a card. I'm doing a horrible job of explaining MoviePass. It's a card that they send you. You pay $10 a month, and you can go see pretty much any movie you want. It can't be 3D.
Yeah.
But you can see a movie every day of the month for $10 a month. You just pay $10, and you go see a movie whenever you want.
What is this, an advertisement?
You would think that MoviePass was sponsoring this podcast. It is not, but
we're just going to advertise them because we can.
That's right. We want that movie pass money, yo. So we thought, well, what are we going to do? We're going to see a whole bunch of movies. And, of course, going to the movies is expensive.
Yeah.
So we thought this would be a great way to go to the movies this year. A little bit cheaper. And see a lot more movies that maybe we wouldn't see otherwise. And so we've seen a lot of movies lately. We've seen quite a few. And we thought, well, let's have a podcast episode, see what people think. We won't do these all the time, but maybe once a month we'll have Sydney on and we'll do Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies, and we'll talk about the movies that we've seen for that month. Does that sound something that you'd like to do, Sydney?
Maybe.
Oh, all right. I'm feeling the enthusiasm already.
I know you are.
Yeah. So Sydney, you like the MoviePass?
Yeah.
It's fun. We've had it for a little over a month now. I feel like we've definitely got our money's worth for the service. We're gonna talk about four movies that we've seen, mm-hmm. that you've seen, you and I have seen together, and we're kind of maybe at the end of talking about each movie, we'll kind of give it a rating, whether or not we thought that it was worth going to see in the movies, worth maybe renting, or maybe just waiting until it comes out on TV.
On TV?
Yeah, you know, like to, because basically you're going to get an edited down version that you're going to watch for free pretty much if you watch it on TV. So basically, we're going to go see it in the movie, rent it, or wait for it on TV.
Or buy it on DVD.
Yeah, whatever.
Or something.
So that's going to be our rating system when we talk about a movie. We're going to try to keep them spoiler free. I can't guarantee that we won't spoil some things, but we'll try our best not to spoil.
We will try. Emphasis on try.
We'll try.
Unless we completely forget and just completely spoil the entire movie. If so, we do that, we apologize.
Yeah, we won't. We'll try to keep it so that anybody that's listening to this podcast, if they haven't seen the movie, it won't spoil a whole lot. So we're going to talk about four movies tonight. Let's start with the first movie. Let's start with the first movie that we saw, Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jumble.
The jumble.
That was a jumble coming out of my mouth. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. This was a movie that you really wanted to see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie, I, of course, growing up, I've seen the original Jumanji movie. It's good. It's not really a movie that, like, I'm really all that attached to. So, going to see this movie was not really a big
deal for you.
Right. This was not high on my list of movies to go see. But it was a movie that we could go see together, which was good. So I'm like, let's go see it. I'm going to tell folks right now that this movie surprised me, and it was much funnier than I thought that it was going to be. Sydney, what did you like Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle?
Yes.
Why did you what did you think? Of course, they take the old Jumanji movie,
which I have no clue what that is.
I know you haven't seen that movie yet, but instead of a board game, they twist it and make it a video game, and they bring all the players into the video game, and then they have to fight the video game.
One time I saw at a store there was like a Jumanji like actual board game that you could buy.
Yeah, I think someone did actually put the game out. But yeah, it's kind of a twist. It's not quite a reboot. It's kind of the next evolution of the Jumanji movie. It stars Dwayne Johnson, of course, The Rock. If anybody that knows me knows that I am not a big Rock fan as far as acting is concerned. I'm sorry, it's not really...
I don't know what that means at all.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Not really.
You don't know who The Rock is?
It's he's the guy Dwayne that, Johnson.
Well, I
the
know.
The bald
it's his,
guy.
Yeah, well... Yeah. But he was known as The Rock originally, because that was his wrestling name. He was a professional wrestler.
I kind of thought that. I kind of had a feeling for some reason. I don't know why. Kind of thought he was something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he was a wrestler to begin with, and then he moved on to action movies, and now he's all in these action movies. And a lot of his movies, I really don't really care for. I don't think he's that great of an actor, but I think that there are certain movies that he's really good in that kind of make fun of the fact that he's not a great actor. And I think his comedic movies are actually really funny, and I think this one falls into that. I really like the fact that this was a really comedic movie. Stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Karen Gillan, who also plays Nebula in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. She was really good in this. Kevin Hart, who of course is very funny, and Jack Black. And Jack Black actually plays, there's two teenage boys and two teenage girls that they pulled into this movie. Mm-hmm. And Jack Black actually plays one of the teenage girls. Her quote-unquote essence or whatever gets put into that avatar, which is Jack Black, and that is really, really funny. And that was
that part was funnier
than I thought it was gonna be. It's kind of not appropriate, kind of for younger kids. But it was,
yeah.
And there were some times when I was like, okay, maybe, you know, Sydney, maybe shouldn't, you know, maybe this isn't really all that appropriate for you, but it is a PG-13 movie, so there's going to be a little bit of that. But I really enjoyed this movie. I thought that it exceeded any kind of expectation that I had. What about you, Sydney? Did you really want to go see this movie?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie. What did you think? It was funny. Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, it was over the top, but you're going
what
to have.
What do you
mean
over the top?
Like it was kind of like there's some of the action scenes were kind of like really ridiculous
and really dramatic.
Really dramatic, but it's a video game. It's emulating a video game. An
action video games are extremely dramatic.
Exactly, exactly. So as long as you know that going into this movie, it's fine. I think. The comedy of this movie was really good. I think, I think it had a good message too. It kind of had the whole Breakfast Club kind of vibe to it. I know you don't know what the Breakfast Club is.
Oh, isn't it about these people and they're like high school people and they like all like have like, don't they all like go to detention or something?
They do. And they all kind of like form a bond. They kind of figure, because it's about, you know, hey,
and now we're going on a side trail completely from the movie.
It is, but it kind of has that type of that kind of vibe to it because high school is about finding about who you are. You know, it's you know, and there's certain things that you find out about yourself when you're in high school, and you know, it's kind of where you fit in and being accepting of folks that. Maybe you don't have all that much in common with you know, right off the bat, but maybe you realize that you do. And so, yeah. You know, you just need to take the time to form that friendship and reach out to that person and maybe just talk to them and find out what they're all about.
Can I read the description? Sure. In a dramatic voice?
Absolutely.
I can't do it. It's weird, but...
Go ahead.
Hold on. It's going to be really hard since I haven't read this.
This is Sydney doing the description of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
That was very dramatic. Okay, I feel really weird right now. Four teenagers are sucked into a magical video game, and the only way they can escape is to work together to finish the game.
And it was good. It was much better than I anticipated. And if you're looking for a decent family movie, a decent family movie. Like I said, there are some things that get brought up that are a little more colorful than probably, you know, anybody younger than Sydney probably should. You know, it might make things a little bit uncomfortable. It is PG-13, so there, just know that there are some themes about that. But I like Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
You like.
I liked it. I made this.
With the hand motion.
It.
You like.
I liked it.
You like it.
What would you put it at? Would you tell folks to go see it in the theaters? Would you tell them to rent it on DVD?
I kind of like watching it in the theater.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably towards the end of its run right now, but I'm going to tell folks that
if you can.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you can rent it when it comes out
on DVD. It is a pretty funny movie. I don't know if I'll buy it and put it in our collection, but it was definitely a better movie than I thought it was going to be. Okay. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, because you are, but I'm crazier, so it's fine.
I know. All right, so that was Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Ooh, do I get to read all of them, all of the descriptions in a dramatic voice?
The next movie that we saw, when did we see this movie? Last weekend?
A long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
Now we have to think. Hold on. We have to take a moment to think.
I think it was last Saturday, right?
No, you have to go like this, and you have to go,
It was last Saturday. It was Disney's movie. It's A Wrinkle in Time. This was another movie that was like, I don't really care to see it. But Sydney, go ahead and read the description of the movie dramatically, and then we will talk about A Wrinkle in Time.
After the disappearance of her scientist father, three peculiar beings send Meg, her brother, and her friend to space in order to find him.
Very good. That was very dramatic. All right. So I'm gonna just state for everybody that I've never read any of the books growing up. I guess this is like a book series that
I haven't read them either. So
it really didn't have, like, I didn't really have any expectations for this movie. It wasn't really a movie. Normally I like sci-fi movies, and this is kind of towards a sci-fi kind of movie.
Kinda towards it.
It is a Disney movie. It's PG, so it's a typical Disney movie. It stars Storm Reid, Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon. I'm trying to think of who else. Mindy Kaling. Levi Miller, Chris Pine, Zach Galifianakis, Michael Pena, Derek McCabe. It's a star cast. There's a lot of big stars in this movie. I thought this movie was a little too weird for me.
I like weird things.
Yeah, I know you do. What did you think of this? You said you were okay with it.
I liked it.
You liked this movie a lot?
Yeah.
Visually, it was beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, it was really... we didn't see it in 3D, but I could see seeing it in 3D would be...
That would be, like, amazing.
Yeah, it would definitely be... This is one of those movies where if you get a chance to see it in 3D, definitely pay the extra price to go see it, because I think you'll get more out of the movie.
I want to see it in 3D. Can we do that sometime?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
It would be worth the experience.
We wouldn't be able to use our movie pass for it.
I know, but it would be worth the experience.
I thought well, not that,
experience, but you get what I mean, I guess.
The young actress in this movie, who was Storm Reid, she was really good. I liked her a lot. Chris Pine, of course, I like Chris Pine in most of everything that he does. The Reese Witherspoon, Oprah Winfrey, and Mindy Kaling, they play like these, almost like...
Hold on, three peculiar beings?
Yes, they play these, they're like space, like, goddesses people. Or something like this or
space
something.
Space people.
They're
three peculiar beings.
They were
and they sent Meg, her brother, and her friend to space in order to find him.
Yeah.
That was before.
They were really kind of over the top. The costumes that they had were really kind of.
They odd. Were exactly. It's supposed to be that
well,
way.
Well, I know, but it just didn't like. It was kind of too odd for me, and I really could not go see this movie. Like, I really don't really care about seeing this movie again.
I want to.
I know you do. For me, it's one of those movies where if you have the Disney Channel on your TV, it's going to probably end up on Disney Channel.
At some point.
Just wait until it comes out then.
Just sit at your TV and wait. Keep the TV on all the time. Just stay up like... Stay up like 5 months. Just be like, I'm waiting for it.
I think it'll be a little while longer before it goes out on the Disney Channel. But
no, Dad, I'm waiting for it.
I'm just, I think, since I don't have the books to compare it to, I don't know if the books, I'm assuming that the books are probably better.
You're just assuming that, though.
But I think it was.
We have no proof of that.
I think it was directed just fine, but it just.
Director.
The director is Ava DuVernay. Yeah, she actually just got picked up for another big movie too.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Jack Kirby comic movie that they're going to. It's a Jack Kirby comic that they're going to make into a movie. I should Google it, but she did a great job directing it. I just think it was just kind of really. Odd.
It's supposed to be
and
that
I know,
way.
I know it's supposed to be that way. That's what most people say when I say this. That the books are odd and that the
it's supposed to be like. I'm guessing, in my opinion, I feel like it's supposed to be like a not quite like, but like a Wonderland theme where things are supposed to be weird.
Yeah, that's kind of what it kind of reminded me a lot of. What's the
Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah. Those movies. Those are really, really odd for me. But I know that they're hugely successful. So maybe people
just really like watching weird things.
I guess. Or maybe it's a generational thing. Maybe it's just I'm too old for... I'm sounding like my dad or something. But maybe it's just that I'm too old and I don't really enjoy those type of movies. You know, because I don't really like those movies. What's the movies with Johnny Depp there that are Alice in Wonderland? Like, is it called Alice in Wonderland? I don't.
There's
know.
Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah, Through the Losing. Yeah, see that movie was really really odd for me, and I did not like that movie. I don't know.
I liked it.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
We're going on a side trail once again.
Yeah.
Because we're probably gonna do that like every time.
We probably will, because that's the way we are. So A Wrinkle in Time for me. Big pass. Just wait for it to come out on TV. Just because I don't really...
Shh.
Yeah. Wait.
I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
For 5 months, sit in front of my TV.
What would you tell folks, Sydney? Would you? Is it go see the movies, buy it on, rent it on TV, buy it on
If you
TV,
like weird movies and you want the best, probably best visual experience, probably go see it in 3D in the theaters. If it's still in theaters.
Right.
At the time.
Yeah, I don't know how much legs it's gonna have, as far as how long it's gonna be in the theaters. I don't know. There's a lot of good movies that are coming out in the next few weeks, so I have a feeling that it might not last all that long in the theaters.
But it is a good movie.
Okay.
In my opinion,
I'll agree to disagree. I don't think that that's you know, we'll just call it that. So that was the second movie that we've seen. The next movie that we're going to talk about, which I'm really excited to talk about, and I know Sydney's probably not.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We're going to talk about Black Panther, Marvel's latest movie. Why don't you do the dramatic?
Oh, I guess I don't know how to. I probably will not know how to pronounce anything.
T'Challa.
Okay. Yeah. T'Challa, the king of Wakanda, rises to the throne in the isolated, technology-advanced African nation, but his claim is challenged by a vengeful outsider who is a childhood victim of T'Challa's father's mistake.
Okay.
That's really bad.
That's all right. No, that's good. That's there's really a lot. Hard. There's a lot of really challenging words in there
to read.
Black Panther is the latest movie from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It is rated. What is it rated?
Rated PG-13.
Rated PG-13. Right there. It's directed by Ryan Coogler. It of course has Chadwick Boseman,
Michael B. Jordan.
Lupita Nyong'o. I'm trying to think who else is in here. Danai Gurira.
Martin Freeman.
Angela Bassett's in it. There's a whole lot. Again, it's another superstar packed cast. When they had first announced that Black Panther was going to be a major motion picture for this Marvel Cinematic Universe, I really wasn't all that excited about it. I know who Black Panther is. I don't know. I haven't really been deep into the Black Panther storyline in the comics. I was really kind of wondering how they were going to make it interesting. Yes, Sydney.
Okay. Can I tell my experience with that movie?
Well, let's just talk about. Yeah. Okay. Were you excited to go see Black Panther?
Yes, okay. Kind of, sorta.
You kind of, sorta. Yeah, I was too. As I saw more previews that came out, I got more excited about seeing this movie.
But I didn't really see any previews for it, so.
Oh, I saw quite a few previews for it, and I was really excited about it.
Can I please tell my experience with it? Okay, so there are subtitles in this movie.
Yeah, there are, because it takes place in what is it, Africa?
Yeah, it says African nation.
Yeah, it takes so there's African language that is spoken in this.
And
so
there are subtitles at the bottom of the screen, and of course I'm sitting right behind this super tall person, so I can't read half the subtitles, and so I couldn't understand some of the things they were saying, and so I'm just like, what are they saying?
So Sydney sat through pretty much half of this movie not knowing what the dialogue was. And she didn't tell us until after the movie was over that she couldn't see the subtitles. And I felt really bad. We should go see it again just so that you could kind of get more of this
movie. I
mean,
I could read around the person's head, but I couldn't read, in between the...
It's so horrible. Anyway, this movie, I loved this movie. This movie was phenomenal.
Other than the fact that I couldn't see the subtitles, I liked the movie. Yeah.
I think that this movie had everything that I want to see in a superhero movie. It had a great storyline, great hero, great villain, quote unquote villain.
Villain.
Yeah, I really, really like this movie. This movie is going to go probably in my top five of Marvel Cinematic movies.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what it probably doesn't beat. Probably doesn't beat Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, Guardians of the Galaxy is beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's beautiful.
It's up there. It's really, really good. If you haven't seen Black Panther in theaters and you are a fan of the Marvel Cinematic movies, you need to go see Black Panther, especially before Infinity War comes out, because it's just, it's phenomenal.
I kind of want to see that, too.
It's great. It has strong female characters, which is always good, you know, as the father of a daughter, you always like to see that in movies. But yeah, it was great. It was great. The storytelling was awesome. I don't want to spoil too much, but it has armored rhinos in this movie. Like, come on.
How is that spoiling the movie?
Well, I don't want to. I mean, that was really, really cool.
Armored rhinos. That's dad's favorite thing in the movie.
I'm just saying, if you have armored rhinos, like, as part of, like, your
civilization,
army, it's really cool. I
just want to buy a rhino, just for dad to be like, oh my gosh, we have a rhino.
But can you put armor on it?
Yes, you have to put armor on it.
It's like, what was it, Zoids? Is it Zoids? I'm trying to think of what was like prehistoric animals with armor on them. Like dinosaurs with armor.
We'll make cardboard armor.
There was a cartoon or a toy line in the 80s that had like armored dinosaurs, and I can't remember what it was called.
We should make cardboard armor and then take a stuffed rhino, and there we go. An armored rhino. DIY armored rhino.
I'm going to tell folks, go see this movie if you haven't seen it. See it in theaters. Buy it when it comes out on DVD.
And then make the DIY rhino.
I think the Black Panther is probably the best movie that's come out so far this year. What do you think? What would you tell folks to about the Black Panther movie?
Don't sit behind a tall person.
Make sure you see the full screen.
Yes.
So you can read all the subtitles. That's tip number one from Sydney.
Yes.
Would you tell them to go see it in the theaters?
Yeah.
Would you tell them to buy it when it comes out on DVD?
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess actually, so. A DVD, I think most people buy it like on Blu-ray or digitally now. It's not like DVDs, kind of.
They're old-fashioned. DVDs are old-fashioned now.
It's like a VHS cassette tape. Well, when it comes out on VHS cassette tape, buy it.
What even are those?
Oh, jeez. I don't even want to talk to you right
now. Oh, they're like those thingies. They're like DVDs, but like square shaped.
Yeah.
And like box shaped.
All right. And so for our fourth movie that we're going to talk about.
Oh, do I get to read it dramatically?
This is the movie that we saw today.
And we get to read it dramatically.
It is Tomb Raider. It is directed by Roar Uthag, and it is PG-13. And Sydney, read the dramatic description.
Lara Croft, the fiercely independent daughter of a missing adventurer, must push herself beyond her limits when she finds herself on the island where her father disappeared.
All right. So, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. We have the original two movies. I don't know if there's two movies or three movies. I can't remember. We have two of the movies.
Nobody knows if it's two or three. And if you do, you're a genius.
We have the two... Angelina Jolie movies in our DVD
collection. What even
collection.
Is that?
She's an actress.
Oh!
If you're not familiar with Tomb Raider, it is based on a video game. It's
a
very
video
action-packed.
Game.
Yep. Called Tomb Raider. And there's a whole bunch of series
of... say it's called Tomb Raider.
There's a whole series of video games based on...
Didn't you
on
say those. It was like a book or something?
No, it's not a book.
I thought you said it was a book. Yeah.
This is a reboot of the movie series. It's not doesn't have anything to do with the Angelina Jolie movies, which is fine. Of course, your mom wanted to go see this movie. I was okay. I'm like, yeah, we'll see it while it's in theaters. Did you really want to see this movie, or did you really kind of...
I didn't
like
really know what to expect.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't see any trailers for it, like, at all. And so, the picture on the poster doesn't really describe anything at all, except that there's a person.
Yeah.
The poster is just like, oh, there's a person. That's what you expect.
This movie stars Alicia
that's
Vikander.
That's what you expect.
What's that?
That there's a person in this movie.
Right. This movie stars Alicia Vikander. She replaces Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft. Lara Croft? Is that what they say?
I think it's Lara, yeah. Because I remember like half the movie I thought her name was like Sarah or something. or Sara
Dominic
or
West,
something.
Walton Goggins, and there wasn't really a huge, it wasn't a huge, like, cast as far as, like, big names are concerned. So, I was really,
Daniel Wu
has a good,
Kristen Scott Thomas.
Yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot of big names in this movie, so I really didn't have a high expectation for this movie. But it was solid. It's a good, decent reboot, and I could see her, Alicia Vikander, doing future movies based in this Tomb Raider universe. I could see her kind of taking the mantle.
Just so you know, it's one of those movies where if you get up to use the bathroom or to do something during the movie, you come back, you are going to wonder what just happened.
Yeah, that's...
because it's one of those movies where once something happens, another thing just happened, or there's something happened, and then there's a little tiny little break, and then, oh, something else happened,
this is a very action-packed movie. Of course, the video game is very action-packed.
Yes, it's an action. The first thing says action.
Yeah. It, like you said, it's one of those movies where if you kind of go out of the theater for any length of time,
yeah,
you're going to miss something. So
unless it's like one
try
second.
Try not to leave the theater if you can, because you might have a hard time catching back up when you get back.
You'd probably just like be like next to the person sitting next to the person. You'd be like, the person sitting next to you'd be like, what just happened?
Right.
And then they'd have to explain it, and then they'd talk to you, and they'd be like, what just happened while I was explaining that to you?
It was really well done, I thought. There were some really good action scenes. It is a little over the top in some scenes, I think, for what it is. It's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah. It was a good solid reboot for the franchise.
For some reason, I pictured half of this movie in 3D.
Yeah, it might, you know, seeing this in 3D might be a little bit more beneficial.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, but I don't think that it's necessary. I thought the movie that we saw was good. It has a good, it definitely sets up for future movies, which is nice. So it'll be nice to see if this movie gets some traction. It's pretty well rated online. So I think you definitely should probably go see it if you want to see future Tomb Raider movies.
Wait, they're going to be future Tomb Raider?
I don't know. They haven't. I don't think they've announced it yet, one way or the other. I think they're kind of waiting to see how well this one does before they make that call.
They're probably just going to sit there and be like, is this doing well?
Yeah.
Let me check the internet.
I do think that with the amount of movies that are coming up that are really kind of hyped, This one might have the same
pretty
effect
much that's like that. I'm pretty much that's what you're saying about like all the movies.
No. I think Black Panther is going to stay strong for quite a few weeks until probably Infinity War comes out. I think Tomb Raider might get lost in the shuffle again, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks into its run, just because we've got some really good movies that are coming out here in the next few weeks. I say Tomb Raider. If you're a big fan of the movie, of the video games, in the previous movies, go see this movie. If you have seen pretty much everything else in the theaters and you want to see, you haven't seen Tomb Raider, go see it.
It is
go,
a good movie.
Go rent it on DVD and check it out before you buy it. I'd say, yeah. What do you think? You think it was a good movie?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Is it worth going to see in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can see it in 3D, tell folks to go see it in 3D before 2D.
It honestly depends on like what you think.
Yeah, if you like 3D movies.
If you like 3D movies, like, because sometimes I know there's people who like I don't like 3D movies because the glasses hurt my head or something like that.
Right.
Or like, I don't like 3D because the glasses are so annoying and I can't eat because apparently glasses get in my way of eating or something like that. I don't know. That was just a random excuse I just came up with.
Yeah, no, I could tell.
Yes, the glasses get in my way of eating for some reason.
I think that there are some scenes in this movie that would really heighten the scene if you watch it in 3D.
Yes.
But overall, I think if you see it in 2D, it's not that big a deal.
No, you can't see it in 3D because the glasses get in my way of eating.
I think... Okay.
The glasses get in my way of eating. If anybody has that opinion, we're not making fun of your opinion.
No. I don't think anybody has that opinion.
There could be some people who have that opinion. The glasses get in my way of eating, so I don't like 3D movies. The way I say it is part of the fact that what makes it funny.
Tomb Raider is definitely not, like, there are some really unrealistic scenes where,
yes,
like, you're just like, okay, like, that probably wouldn't happen.
That wouldn't happen.
This is an action movie, so,
or like,
okay,
or
it's
like,
going to be kind of ridiculous.
Or be like,
so,
or like, what?
You know,
why would you do
take
that?
Take that into consideration. But if you're a fan of the franchise, I'm going to say go see it because it is a decent movie. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Wait. Dad, it's not the best because it doesn't have armored rhinos in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If your movie does not have armored rhinos in it, then I'm not seeing it.
But how do you know if it has armored rhinos in
just
it?
Just have to shoot me a message. Doug, my movie has armored rhinos. Go see it. Like, okay. Sign me up.
Just drop everything, whatever you're doing. Just be like, well, I'm out.
Click it in that check-in at MoviePass. I'm going to go see your movie now.
What if A Wrinkle in Time had armored rhinos?
Then I'd give it a much better rating. I tell folks to check it out on DVD when it comes out on DVD.
So everything.
Wait until it comes out on TV.
What if you just, like, at the beginning of the movie, just have a random armored rhino in the middle of everything?
That's what it is.
It just walks across.
Like, oh, Doug's going to give us a better rating if we have an armored rhino in this movie.
If you are a TV person, director person, and you are watching this, just add a random armored rhino in the middle of a scene, and my dad will come see it.
That's right.
But then how would you know
that? This went from like a 2 to a 10, because it has an armored rhino.
No, it goes from a 2 to like a 1,000 because it has an armored rhino in it.
So I'm going to tell you that these movies, I think out of the four that we've seen... We've all seen a couple other movies, but these are the four that Sydney and I have seen together. I think A Wrinkle in Time is probably on the lowest end.
Because it doesn't have an armored rhino in it.
No, it just didn't really. It was.
Because it was too Wonderland.
Yeah, it just kind of a little too odd for me. I think Black Panther is definitely the cream of the crop. I think
it's the best one because it has armored rhinos in it.
That's right. And on the scale of not armored rhinos to armored rhinos, Black Panther is definitely the top of the movie list.
That's the only reason Dad decided to review these, just to be like, oh, Black Panther has armored rhinos in it.
Let's
go see it.
Let's talk about armored rhinos for an hour.
Yes.
But definitely go see Black Panther. It is definitely the bar of.
And then movies. Just watch the movie, just looking for the armored rhinos.
Yeah, and just be like, hey, I'm watching this because Doug told me to look for the armored rhino.
Is there only one rhino?
No, there's a ton of them. Pretty sure.
One for everyone. One for everyone who comes to watch the movie.
I think Black Panther is the movie to beat so far for 2018. I think it's going to be hard. Infinity War really has to bring it in order to beat...
Well, I mean, Jumanji was made in 2017.
Well, yeah, but it didn't... I mean, it came... Did it come out in 2017? Oh, yeah, it did come out in 2017. But it's still... It doesn't compare to Black Panther. I think everybody's going to try to live up to what Black Panther is at this point.
Because it has armored rhinos.
No, it's just... It's a great story. It's great acting. It's a great movie.
It has so much.
And it has a lot of... There's some social issues that are very pertinent for this
impertinent.
Time.
Impertinent.
That are pertinent for this area.
What does that even mean?
They're important.
You went impertinent.
For right now.
Impertinent.
Sorry, I kind of jumbled
what is
my
impertinent?
Words sometimes. It just... Some that are relevant in this day and age.
Like armored rhinos.
Yeah, like armored rhinos.
I want to go buy one. Just be like, hello, I'd like to buy... Just walk up to a pet store and be like, wow. I'd like to buy a rhino, please.
You know what? We just lost a whole bunch of, like, subscribers because we talked about armored rhinos for, like, 15 minutes. Our original podcast. In our initial podcast for talking about movies, We talk about armored rhinos for 15 minutes. People are like, yep, no, I'm not going to listen to this ever again. Unsubscribe.
I'd be like, I unsubscribed because you're talking about armored rhinos.
Yeah.
Be like, unsubscribe, unlike every single podcast that I ever liked.
All right, so that's going to be our initial episode of Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies.
There should be, like, a logo or something for this one podcast, and it's an armored rhino.
Yeah.
It should have a name. What should its name be?
I don't know. Maybe we'll ask anybody that's listening to this podcast. Find us on Facebook, find our Facebook page, like it, and if you haven't liked it already, and shoot us a message. Or put a comment, post on the Facebook page that gives us the name of our armored rhino. Maybe that's going to be our logo for Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies episodes.
An armored rhino. No, it should be a different logo every time.
Well, yeah, but people aren't going to know what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
Like, and probably we're not going to talk about,
armored rhinos.
We're probably not going to talk about that every single episode. At least I hope not.
There should be a voice for it. I should have an introduction. It should have its own introduction in that voice.
Yeah, I have an armored rhino introduction for these episodes.
I am the armored rhino.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
Right. I think we've beaten this as hard as we could.
We
don't need to talk about armored rhinos anymore.
I thought you liked armored rhinos.
I do, but now I don't. Because we talked about it too long.
I am the armored rhino. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, man. What is it? The armored rhino British? What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, my word.
Welcome to the podcast.
Ridiculousness. Ridiculousness.
It's a British armored rhino.
The British, he's got a monocle. It's all proper.
And a mustache and a little top hat. It's a top hat made out of armor.
Okay. All right. This is
going way off topic.
Totally. We should have ended this podcast
like a long time ago.
Half hour ago.
But instead, we're talking about British armored rhinos.
Yeah.
I am the British armored rhino. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
That's going to do it for us for tonight. I'm calling it right now before it gets any more ridiculous. Thank everybody for listening. Because this is our first episode that we haven't done.
Yes, everyone who is watching, thank you.
This is the first time we've ever done something audio together that wasn't a video, because usually we do our content on the YouTube channel.
And then there's British armored rhinos that randomly come up in this conversation.
We promise that the next Doug and Sydney Goes to the Movies, we will have a lot less armored rhino talk.
Unless we feel like
unless
it.
Unless you really like it. And then in that case, let us know down in the comments below on our Facebook page or wherever, on Twitter or wherever. Talk about
armored rhinos.
Hashtag armored rhinos. And I guess we'll know that you like the armored rhino talk.
Hashtag armored rhino squad. I don't know.
We'll do these once a month, maybe, just to kind of...
Wait, what about the names? They should comment the names of what its name should be.
Put a post on our Facebook page what the name of our armored rhino should be. And, we'll pick a winner and we'll give you a shout-out on the next... Whoever gives us a name, we'll give you a shout-out on the next Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies episode, which will be next month.
And then there's the British rhino.
That's right.
It sounds like this, in case you're wondering. For no apparent reason.
All right. I'm cutting you off. This is the reason why you're not on the podcast as much.
I know, and you wanted me to be on the podcast.
I know. What was I thinking? All right.
I know.
That's going to do it for us. My name is Doug. My co-host tonight was Sydney. This has been Victory Condition Gaming. We'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our nonsense. We'll be back next month with another episode of Doug and Sydney Go to the Movies. But in the meantime, check out our episode next week, which will be right back to our usual podcast episodes.
Okay, bye.